Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska Congressman Don Young does not like President Trump's plan to build a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. APRN reports that Young was critical of the wall during a public forum in Washington last week.
Well, I'm not going to spend $18, $20, $100 billion to build something that's not going to work.
Young spokesman Matt Shukero noted that the Alaska congressman voted against an enhanced border fence a decade ago, saying at the time it would be ineffective at stopping illegal traffic. Young brought up the wall during a roundtable on ocean policy, during which he also expressed displeasure with proposed cuts to the Coast Guard and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It's been a relatively cool and snowy winter in the interior of Alaska compared with the past couple of years, but climate experts say the Arctic has been warmer than average this winter. They say it appears that Arctic sea ice coverage will set another record for the smallest maximum. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Spring equinox is a week away, which means the time is nigh for the National Snow and Ice Data Center's annual declaration that Arctic sea ice cover has grown as much as it's going to over the past winter.
About the maximum sea ice extent you'll see for the year. Usually the maximum happens around mid-March.
Mark Serez is a senior research scientist with the Snow and Ice Data Center. He says the formation of sea ice this past winter was once again sparse, due mainly to above-average air and sea surface temperatures throughout the season and again last month.
We already had a record low sea ice extent in February. We're looking at a very, very low sea ice extent ending the freeze-up season, starting the melt season.
This may seem contradictory after a week during which the mercury dropped to 30, 40, even 50 below overnight in many areas around the interior. Serez says this winter was cooler than the previous two, which set consecutive records.
But overall, for the Arctic, it's been a very, very warm winter, and you see that reflected in the very, very low sea ice levels that we have right now.
But National Weather Service climate specialist Rick Toman says it was a chilly winter for much of Alaska.
For Alaska as a whole, for the 2016-17 midwinter, say December through February period, Alaska as a whole actually very close to the long-term normal.
Except for some parts of the state. Toman says it was a much milder winter north of the Brooks Range, especially along the Arctic Ocean coast.
So as you would expect in Alaska, there's regional differences. And the North Slope in particular was quite warm this winter. Was about the 12th warmest winter for the North Slope as a whole.
Serez says it's been especially warm on the Atlantic side of the Arctic, and he expects that'll be reflected in the sea ice maximum extent map the Snow and Ice Data Center will post in the next week or so. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Several University of Alaska Fairbanks athletes have achieved All-American status. UAF Rifle reports that shooters Sagan Madalena, Soren Butler, and Luke Johnson were named All-Americans by the Collegiate Rifle Coaches Association and the National Rifle Association over the weekend. Meanwhile, UAF Skiing reports strong showings in the final day of competition at the NCAA Skiing National Championships in Jackson, New Hampshire, Saturday, resulted in cross-country skiers Sarisa Lammers and Nicole Bathe achieving All-American status. I'm Dan Bross.